Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, June 9th, 2009. All the geek, and apparently my air conditioning is leaking.
Oh, no.
Roof. That's coming down the wall. It's not the roof leaking. I don't know what the hell it is. Hey, who works in HVAC?
HVAC, yeah. We got to have some HVAC listeners.
I need some assistance, some queries, some questions.
Write,
over there.
Write my brother. Would you write my brother
please.
Some email?
Lord of mercy. Sorry to start off with my own personal bitching, but that's just the kind of thing I get to do when I am Billy Flynn.
He is horny. Awesome.
Why, thank you for noticing that. Wow, wearing the... What is that, a plaid zoot suit? I don't know why, but it is the vicar.
The fashion community will never take you seriously after this. Walk away with your dignity.
Oh.
Yo, man, stripes and paisley go well together. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah, but it's the polka dot shorts that was really throwing me.
All right, that's just for you, though. The regular public don't get to see that.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. This date, 1790, the first book was copyrighted under the Constitution. It was John Barry's Philadelphia Spelling Book.
Oh, I love that.
I know. How many different ways can you spell Philadelphia?
Springsteen did the music with it. That shit was good, man.
This date in 1822, Charles Graham received the first patent for false teeth.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a big business for that. This date, 1934, Donald Duck's career began with a bit part in the animated film The Wise Little Hen. He then got a better agent, a good publicist, and that's why you know him today. And on this date, 1986, the Rogers Commission released its report on the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
All right. Well, birthdays, Billy Flynn. Michael J. Fox, born on this day, 1961.
Yes, indeed.
Along with Aaron Sorkin.
Oh.
Writer extraordinaire. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was born on this day in
1963. Johnny Depp is 46 years old, man.
And Natalie Portman, Israeli-born actress, hottie, and princess, apparently.
Is 28.
Born, yeah, on this
bitch
day.
Bitch, still 830. What's up with that?
81. So funny, there you go.
Funny about Johnny Depp being 46. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how old he looked in 21 Jump Street.
I know, right?
Sick.
Right?
Oh, also, dude, Les Paul is 94 years old, jazz guitarist, inventor. If you have an electric guitar, you should get out on your fracking knees and thank Les Paul for being a damned genius, because he's the man.
So you were dealing with air conditioning.
I
was at the most non-geeky afternoon, man. I went out and planted hostas. Apparently, that's a plant. I don't know.
Hostas?
My wife leaves me. Yeah, my wife leaves me instructions. I planted hostas. I cut grass.
Yes, do busy work.
Yeah,
you
I
do
did.
Do the gardening.
So what this got me thinking was, look, I'm a nerd. We don't like daylight.
No.
At all, much less physical labor. What I need, yard droid.
Okay.
Yard droid. Somebody has got a design, and they're going too smart. Look at 3PO. Son of a bitch was fluent in over 6 million.
6,482,000 languages, sir.
Bitch, can you dig? That's all I need to know. You know
I don't
what
need
mean?
A protocol droid. Of course you don't, sir. But I'm able to this one talk to that one, which makes this one go, ooh.
He can frickin'
also,
sing,
I can give you a head job.
He can sing Kumbaya in Swahili while he digging, long as bitch dig. You know,
that would be one of the greatest lost Star Wars moments ever. I'd like to hear that.
Anyway, that's all I'm saying. Nerd don't like yard work.
Ooh, blah, blah.
You gotta have that up in there.
That's official Swahili dialect.
I don't like
right
doing
there.
That shit. That's all I'm saying.
Shall we see what's on tonight, sir?
All right, you might as well.
Not for as long, though.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, they're still doing that ahead of the NBA playoffs. So, you're a basketball fan. The
game
NBA
three.
Playoffs, Game 3, ABC Network tonight. Who it gonna be? You a Los Angeles fan? What are you looking for? You know it's on ABC tonight.
AMC, sir, is showing True Lies.
I love True
That's
Lies.
That's a damn fine
There's
film.
It's a damn fine movie. Jamie Lee Curtis at about the absolute peak as far as
oh
I'm
my
concerned
God,
physically.
How
Holy
hot
crap.
Was she in
yeah.
that.
Tom Arnold is funny as hell in this
he
movie.
Is.
Bill Paxton is yes. funny as hell in this movie. What a good picture.
There's a fantastic
it.
Commentary track available, too.
Well,
somewhere,
I've heard that.
Somewhere in the Netherworld.
On the interwebs. Yeah, I've heard that. Biography Channel, Happy Days, 20th anniversary special. 20 years. Wait a minute.
Wait a
minute.
No,
it was
no.
over years ago
this
by the time you hit 20.
This is a rerun of yeah. that, apparently.
But anyway, I'd still watch it, because, dude, I watched that Tuesday nights on ABC. I was all about the Happy Days in Laverne and Shirley.
Sunday, Monday.
Happy what? Days.
Cheesy
I loved
song.
It.
I preferred Bill Haley.
The first season, yeah.
Yeah. Food Network tonight on Food Detectives. Moldy cheese.
Ooh, can you find it?
Find out. No, actually, they're going to discover why is it you can eat mold on cheese and no other food and still be okay. You know? Why does mold make cheese taste better?
You know, I think you can. It's just people don't. That's all. Moldy bread is probably good for you, in fact. It's like penicillin, right? It's from that shit.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you're actually supposed to just go ahead and eat it. You don't just, like, dig through. I don't feel well. Let me eat from the dumpster.
I'm going to dumpster dive. Hey, you don't see unhealthy street people. Well, all right, I guess you do.
Okay.
Country Music Television, naturally, showing tonight National Lampoon's Vacation.
Holiday Road.
I don't
Wait,
know why.
Because all the country... No. The country bar they stop at? No.
Because rednecks always strap grandma's dead body to the roof?
Or at least pull the dog behind.
Possibly.
You know, he probably went 5-6 miles before he just couldn't take it anymore. History Channel, Life After People, Armed and Defenseless.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know who's armed because there's
know.
No people.
Because we're gone, right? It's the cockroaches. FX is showing Rocky Balboa, one of the best damn Rocky movies out there, y'all.
I still have not seen that one.
It's good as hell, man.
Got to see that one. FMC, sir, has got the dream team of Justine Bateman and Julia Roberts.
Oh,
Satisfaction
finally.
Is on tonight.
That's not a good movie.
No, it's not. But she's got a band, and she's got girl power.
Yeah, yeah. TCM Turner Classic Movies showing High Noon. Gary Cooper's up in you, huh?
And the only thing they could possibly follow that up with?
Oklahoma, where something happens.
Wow, we can have the Surrey with the Fringe on top if you like. That's always good stuff. If I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel because a man meets a seductive woman who was a vampire from the 1800s. Tonight, Jason Mewes and Erica Cox star in Bitten.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Wait, Jason Mewes?
Huh.
I'm going to watch it just for that.
Yeah, no lie.
That's it alone. All right, checking the GRD mailbag. Let's see what we got. I happen to like the TV pages.
Okay.
How would I have known about my big breast in me, my 100,000 lovers, or BBC America Reveals Transvestite Wives if the vicar hadn't told me it was on?
True that.
Okay, maybe those aren't the ones you mentioned. I'm pretty sure my big breast
maybe
in me.
Maybe they were.
I'm almost damned positive. Yeah. But they sound like ones you would talk about.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't you lessen the TV pages over the summer and see how it goes? Summer is repeat laden, so you could just hit the highlights. Revisit removing the TV segment in the fall when shows begin their new seasons and see how you feel about it then. But I have to say that I would miss the Lifetime Sounder. You do so well. Love and rocket launchers from our official mascot, that is Drace.
All right. We're still debating that. We're still debating how to trim down some of these features a little bit to allow Flynn and I to talk. So.
People on the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com
good forums,
say that if it wasn't for all the catchphrases we have for TV, and I'm thinking, besides, you know,
Lifetime
television for women and whenever we say Lost... I can't think of anything else.
Right?
I can't think of another one. But people, they're too long. So anyway, if you've got ideas, thoughts, comments, recipes, if you know how to fix my flipping water seeping down into the carpet, which
there's
is
leakage.
Odd, please drop a line to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Do it.
Tuesday means we're checking DVDs and your geekified news this Tuesday, June 9th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media. Uncover creative audio treasures. Find inspiration from the annals of history. And battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Hey, this is James Keisenly from Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Nice.
Geek Radio Daily from June 9th, 2009. It's all the geek and, I don't know, maybe the new car shine.
I like that. That's possible.
Okay, that's
good. Hey, check out what's freaky. I had my my oldest daughter came and babysat her sisters last night for me. She's 20. She's in college. They need some bucks for, beer, frankly.
Right, but, basically.
So that's fine. You know, she came and put her sisters to bed so I could take the vicaress out last night.
Put them down.
And she says, can I have a friend come over?
Oh.
I said, sure. No problem.
You
did female? She said, yeah. I said, all right, fine.
Okay.
Her name is the same as my daughter. So anyway,
this story is sounding like
over.
A good start.
And we come home. And to me, granted, my oldest daughter is 20. I still think of her as 9.
Right.
You have grown...
What was that?
I didn't want to feel that.
No,
you were freaked out about that yesterday, that you have grown children, sir.
I called
anyway.
To wish him happy birthday, and he was sleeping at 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, it's your birthday. I guess I won't wake you up.
So you know what I mean. To you, they're still 9, right?
Yeah.
And I would, where's your little friend? Little friend comes out of the hallway, and I swear it's from
in
Jane, Silent Bob come back. Oh. Unbelievable. Inconceivable. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Little friend is a pretty girl. I'm not going to be nasty about it, but she was a very attractive
right
girl. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She cannot be my daughter's age. I think she's younger.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, what the hell
Hello,
are we here
old
for?
Hello, old man.
Sir.
What are we here for?
What?
DVDs.
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you just might. So today you can pick up some fantastic films like Clint Eastwood is a Grumpy Old Man in Gran Torino.
Get off my lawn.
Get away from my car.
Yeah. It's crappy today, dude.
The
I found next to nothing, man.
Clive Owen and the bank that kills people.
But, I mean, look at this. The Shield Season 7 is a highlight, dude.
Okay.
Reaper Season 2.
Oh, yeah, Reaper
so
Season 2.
So that's cool, I
Buy
guess.
Buy that. Buy that so we can get a Season 3 out of it. Fired Up, where guys joining a cheerleading squad to pick up some ladies.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies.
The Cleaner Season 1.
Crossing Over, apparently Harrison Ford and Ray Liotta in some illegal immigrant flick that I've never heard of.
I do not remember this film.
Let's see, Were the World Mine, Love Potion to High School, and it's about a boy who thinks another boy is cute. Aw, so
this
it's progressive.
Is a crappy week, man. When is frickin' Parker Lewis coming out? Isn't it this month?
I keep hearing, that's what I heard. The Assemblage of the Crystal Sphere, a D&D story. I could get nothing else on this. I have no idea what it's about. The Norman Lear TV Collection, that's a 19-piece set.
I saw that. What's in it? You remember?
I'm going to bet Sanford and Son, and I'm going to bet All in the Family.
Okay.
Probably more than that. Buck Rogers in the 25th Century complete series.
Oh, no, that's cool, I guess.
So, yeah, but there's still no Parker Lewis, so today, if you're going to watch anything, hey, kids, remember how some of you were really upset about the finale of Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
Well, today, just for you, they've repackaged the complete run of Galactic in 1980.
Yes!
See how it could have ended, and shut your damn mouth, because Psy the Cylon is nowhere to
Now,
be
let me say, if you want to pick up a porno that has not only boobies, but also chop shop gearhead kind of car pornography, it's a lot of the same market, you know what I'm
like
saying?
Yeah.
You can pick up Chopped and Screwed Booty.
Okay.
It's out on DVD today.
Who stars in that? Doesn't matter.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Oh my goodness. It's time. It's almost time. June 19th. New iPhones.
Oh, okay. I'm still not buying it.
The 3GS. The S stands for speed.
Woohoo!
Okay. So here's the deal. They're still going to be $199 and $299 with a 2-year AT&T contract, but they've doubled the memory. It's now 16 gigs for $200 or 32 gigs of memory for $300. And for those of you that have the low-end 3G iPhone with 8 gig of memory that you paid like $200-$300 for, whatever it is,
You can't afford what?
That one's marked down to $100.
Oh!
Remember when you bought it for $600? Oh.
Wow, there's a kick in the nads.
Now all it needs is a good network to be on.
Oh, dude, you went there.
I did.
From Dark Horizons. Producer Todd Black talked with the New York Post this week, cleared up various bits of online speculation about Spider-Man 4. Kirsten Dunst is definitely back. The villain, however, is not Morbius, as had been considered. So who is it? They're not saying. So this isn't actually a great news story, but I think the news was a little
thin. I'm giving the odds 5-1. It's Kingpin.
Black confirms that it won't be a new villain made up for the film, rather one of the classic foes, so that's good. Speculation includes Kraven, Kingpin, Lizard, Jackal, Rhino, set for release May 6, 2011. The problem with the Kingpin is the Kingpin is owned by... Or is it also 20th Century Fox? Kingpin is owned by the studio that did Daredevil.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Is Daredevil 20th Century Fox?
I'll have to double check.
I want to say it is because Spidey is Sony, and if so, they can't have it.
Well, they could have a guy there and just never call him Kingpin.
That's true. They could call him Fifth. I bet they bought that.
Oh, probably.
Anyway.
So, Masioka is bringing us the Defenders. No, not those Defenders.
Oh, all right.
Masioka has sold to DreamWorks the concept of the Defenders. It's a group of teenagers who play a Morpig. And they're forced to come together in real world for a real adventure, becoming heroes in the process. Woohoo!
So no Valkyrie.
No Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
That's the sad part there, because I was all happy Masioka
as the Defenders.
Silver Package. I was like, oh my God! That would have been... I could see him as Doctor Strange, couldn't you? Yeah, that'd be outstanding.
All right, from IGN, last week Lee Alexander reported for Gamasutra.
Gamasutra!
On the differences between Sony's PlayStation Motion Controller and Microsoft's Project Natal.
Okay.
According to Sony Director of Hardware and Marketing John Kohler, in an extensive interview comparing the two products as well as how they've been positioned in relation to the consumer, Kohler comments that Project Natal has some depth issues on the Z-axis. He continues by noting the PlayStation Eye is more accurate and more precise, as few people have been able to test Project Natal, and even fewer, if any, have tried the PlayStation Motion Controller. It's hard to say which will feel more accurate. Whereas Project Natal will not require the use of a handheld device and scans the full body, PlayStation Motion Controller could be more accurate in regards to the wand positioning on screen. Z-axis accuracy would do that.
Right, right.
Regardless, both technologies are intriguing. We're curious to see how they work, blah, blah, blah. So you and I were just talking about Natal this week and watching the un-effing real videos of that thing.
Hello, I'm Milo.
So PlayStation's working on some coolness too, though. So, I mean...
Oh, you should see the prototype they have. It does look like a... back massager.
Oh my. Anyway, the yard droid can't be that far behind, dude.
No, it can't be, sir. So apparently, Wes Craven's talking about Kevin Williamson writing a new Scream flick. We talked about this briefly back on February 25th, it turns out.
Oh, wow.
But here we go. Now we know for a fact that according to Craven and Williamson, it's not a reboot. It's a sequel and the start of a brand new Scream trilogy.
Oh.
Yay! More David Arquette and Courtney Cox. Hey!
Is anybody screaming for that?
I don't think
right
so.
Right now, I don't think so.
Oh, I see what you're doing. That's clever.
I got the Hills Have Eyes coming this week, though, from Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Never saw it.
Okay.
Just in the mood for a stupid-ass slasher.
That'll work for you, sir. Geek Radio Daily. Please drop by iTunes. Subscribe while you're there. You'll have yourself a good old time. I do promise. GOD is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial. United States 3.0 license. I had a Shatner pause there, and I don't know
Sorry.
Why.
Somebody call in, write in, and fix Billy Flynn's air conditioning.
Please. What? Podcast Billy Flynn, Bicker, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Boy, oh boy. I've waited all my life for this opportunity. My target! What? This is answer! I'm a camouflage tiger!
You got to paint it so you can't see it!
Why don't someone tell me those things?
Oh, well, look!